Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence Tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Hottest show on the radio. That's right. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you don't know what you're listening to, just remember one thing. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. That's what the show is all about. It's a talk show. We try to say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So let's get started. But before we get started, we've got to introduce you to the players tonight. First, my beautiful wife co-host, and I'm telling you, she's pretty. Co-host Lynn Gold, are you there?
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is going to be a really super exciting show. We've got a lot of surprises for you tonight. Welcome to the April 14th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Fern Rock and all the ferns out there, our co-host, David Hillebrand. David, are you there?
Good evening. I am here indeed. Fern Park, Florida. Beautiful downtown Fern Park, just outside of Orlando. Excited to be here. It's going to be a fun night, I think. And, well, I know it is.
So, and don't forget, the one, the only, and I mean the only, he's our engineer. He's the one putting those show's buttons. Our producer, Chris Shaw, are you there?
Hey, hey, hey. So glad to see you. Let's say that first. I got a chance to see everybody.
Good to see you, Chris.
The eclipse came and covered everybody, so now I can see everybody back.
It's true. Live and in color, we are here.
Yep. Did your kids get to watch it, Chris?
I don't know. We hadn't had the chance to talk all week because it's been dark and everybody been asleep.
By the time Chris gets home, it probably is pretty late.
It's a real eclipse for me every night, right?
Yeah, right.
But no, they didn't get a chance to see it. They tried to go out and they didn't have enough glasses for everybody in the classroom, so they just said, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Chris is the only one in the studio. That's right.
Well, we don't know that. He could have other people there.
Well, yeah, I do have other people here. Some new shows getting ready to start, and they're doing some production work. So I'm running back and forth right now.
Well, I'm talking about our Blind and Beyond.
Yeah, he's the glue that holds us together anyway. That's for
right.
Sure.
So they're getting ready to get done so I can do what I need to do around these parts.
So let's talk about our shout-outs tonight. Lynn? First with your shout out.
Yeah, I took two off because David's going to do those two. But I'd like to give a shout out to Tiffany Hamilton in Malvern, Pennsylvania. Hope you're listening, Tiffany, and I hope you enjoy the show if you are listening. And I'd like to give a shout out to Reginald Ford in Biloxi, Mississippi. Those are mine.
And I got to give a shout out to our great granddaughter, whose birthday was a few days ago. We're talking about the one, the only, Ellie. But listen to this one before I give you the credit. This is a funny line. This is a funny line. My son-in-law says to, listen to this, his granddaughter. So, Ellie, I understand you're 4 years old today. And the four-year-old answers back, yeah, can you believe it? Is that a line from a four-year-old? Yeah, can you believe it? No, nobody told her to say that.
She's now, been listening.
That's right. Yeah. So now, do you have any shout-outs there, Mr.?
Well, it just so happens I do. I've got a number of shout-outs I'll try to do pretty quick. First, a big shout-out to my wonderful wife, Brenda, and a shout-out to Becca and John Fletcher, who just had a wonderful baby girl born this morning at 4 a.m., Harper Fletcher. So a big shout-out to them. That's Brenda's niece and my close friends. Also, shout out to Judy and Casey Matthews, who dear friends of ours out in Colorado, and Hirsch Trevetti. Hirsch is a good friend of mine and a loyal listener. And right now, he is in India listening to us, getting up bright and early at 4 a.m. So, cheers to Hirsch and. Also, a quick shout-out to Carson in Athens, Georgia, a new friend. Shout-out to all their friends at Tactile Engineering and my friends Terry and Marcy up in Pittsburgh, PA. How about that?
Wow, you remembered everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
And Chris Shaw, do you have any shout-outs?
I'm going to be like Dave when I grow up, but shout-out going out to you, and definitely you for all that you do. Thank you.
Me?
You.
Really? Wow, thanks.
And you.
Same to you, buddy.
All right.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I want to set up the show right now. I'm going to set it up.
You and David.
I want to set it up the show.
Because it's going to be a little different.
Now, the show is going to be a little different tonight. Dave will take over at 7:15 after the break because he's going to be interviewing people from the.
Well, he has some pre-recorded.
Yeah, but yeah, I was just going to say that. From the eclipse. That was done on the 8th, a few days ago. He recorded everything. So we're going to have interviews that he'll be doing, talking about interviews, interviewing people from the eclipse. Dave, the whole experience, you have to tell the experience of what they
did. It was an incredible time, and I'm try to bring that experience to you with the recordings and a little bit of info afterwards. But, yep, it was a tremendous time, and I wish everybody could have gone. But we're going to – the closest thing we can to bringing you all there. So it was fun. So, and a wonderful opportunity. So I appreciate, you know, from for you guys, the Golders and Tactile Engineering for being so such great hosts and an experience to remember and something that hopefully lots of blind people will be able to take part in here in the future.
From what I understand, there were more than 50,000 people at the track at the race. What is the official name? The Indy Motor Raceway.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Yes,
yeah,
IMS.
And there were more than 1,000 blind individuals there?
We believe somewhere in that neighborhood. Wow. So a good chunk of blind folks were there. And, of course, they knew that the Cadence tablet was going to be there, so they wanted to check that out. And even a few didn't know. So, but anyway, it's great that they were able to take part and they even had some people remotely that were able to watch that had Cadence tablets in other parts of the country.
That's amazing.
So,
what you folks have to remember, Blind and Beyond Radio Show is more than just, well, one thing. It's many things. And that's why we call it Blind and Beyond. Because what Dave will be talking about tonight is beyond blindness. It's for those folks who, well, have never experienced, whether they have vision in their eyes or non-vision in their eyes, both, they don't have that. They never went through it before as far as a total eclipse. They might have been through a partial eclipse, but they've never been through a total eclipse because a total eclipse, I understand, was like 900 years ago.
It depends on where you were in the world, but it's certainly relatively rare, and certainly one of those things that Mother Nature gives us that's totally out of the norm. So we're all going to experience it together, I think, here in just a couple
Chris,
minutes.
You have that all set up, Chris, for us so we can go right
through. We're going to go to break, and then we'll turn it over
ready
the show.
Ready to go.
We're going to go to break, and then we'll turn the show over to Dave. Mr. Dave Hillebrand. Okay, let's go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back after the break. And Mr. Chris will turn it back over to the young man known as Big Dave, Dave Hillebrand. All right. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Introducing the Xumo Stream Box from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Stream Box, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Stream Box also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with Voice Search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Xumo Stream Box is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Give the gift of financial independence to someone who is blind.
Penny Forward, a nonprofit organization founded and led by blind people, needs your donation to provide accessible financial education programs to strengthen our community.
Our podcast, online courses, group workshops, and one-to-one financial counseling are helping people like Desiree Christian succeed in their personal, professional, and financial lives.
Chris at Penny Forward really helped me take my own self-imposed roadblocks out from under me, away from me, and went, oh, gee, I can do a thing, even if life is hard. So I did a thing, and Flaunt Your Ability now exists. FlauntYourAbility.com.
Visit pennyforward.com to empower blind people as we build bright futures one penny at a time.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. Welcome you back to the special edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. I'm going to turn the show right now over to our co-host, David Brill Hillebrand. David, are you there?
I am here and excited
to... Okay, it's yours, David.
Thank you, thank you. And excited to bring you the... our time up in Indianapolis, Indiana for the total solar eclipse. Did some recording of interviews and going to bring to you as much of that as we can. So no calls at this moment, if you would. This is just a short segment of maybe 14 minutes or so. And hopefully Chris can bring that up for us now. Here I am in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey there, I'm Dave Hillebrandt here at the Indianapolis Speedway, and it's April the 8th in the morning. This is Monday, although I know you're listening to this on Sunday. It's a beautiful day here in Indy, about 75 degrees, sunny skies, and a perfect day for the eclipse. And for those who do not know, the eclipse is when the moon goes between the Earth and the sun, covering up the sun for our view, and making the sky completely dark. Those who are sighted report amazing colors, all kinds of wild reflections on leaves, and certain colors jump out super vividly. But to us who are blind, this experience is something totally different. We can feel when the temperature drops. You can sometimes hear the animals making different sounds than they usually would at that particular time of day. And in the past, a blind person could use a light detector, which would let you know it was dark. All very valid ways of experiencing the eclipse if you can't see. However, still a little bit limiting and certainly not getting the full experience until now. Why would a blind guy go all the way up to Indianapolis to check out the eclipse? Well, I'll tell you. It's because of the Cadence Tablet by Tactile Engineering. For those of you who have checked out a refreshable Braille display, that might be somewhat of a reference point to describe the Cadence Tablet, where you can use your fingers to actually touch Braille, raised print, graphics, animation, and that's pretty much what brings us here today to check out the eclipse, because they are going to hook the Cadence Tablet to a computer and hook the computer to a telescope. So the telescope is going to capture the eclipse, and it will be converted into something tactilely you can actually touch, and you can feel the moon as it moves across the screen, covering the sun, and you'll feel all the different aspects of that, including you can feel the ridges on the moon. So there's all kinds of exciting things here at this event. Let me tell you, it's not just the eclipse. Not that that wouldn't be big enough, but they've got stuff for the kids. They've got all kinds of experiments going on. Vendors are here selling stuff, T-shirts and food, and NASA is here. I know there's going to be a couple balloon launches later that Tactile Engineering are sending up. People from all over the world are here. Over 50,000 people are here for this event, and I'm thrilled to be part of it along with my wife, Brenda. You're going to hear some race cars. Some of the great Indy racers are here representing the sport. But enough of me. Let's hear from Dave Schleppenbach, the CEO from Tactile Engineering. And it sounds like Tactile Engineering is about to send up a very cool weather balloon with all kinds of experiments on it. I'm going to bring it to you right now, so hopefully it'll feel just like you're there.
Because it's slowed, we're shifting back and forth a little bit, but this should go pretty much straight up, okay? But you guys are ready? Are you ready?
Yeah!
Hey, are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Okay, 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That was pretty exciting, eh?
Very exciting. Excited to have you here. Exciting to have Blind and Beyond, and really exciting to do this experiment with the kids.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be really fascinating to see what you do with the Cadence tablet along with the balloon. So I wanted to first ask about the balloon itself. You hooked up with what company is actually putting that balloon in the air?
So we have a partnership with Near Space Launch and Near Space Education. They're in Upland, Indiana. We're located in Lafayette, Indiana, at Tactile Engineering. And based on our grant funding from NASA, Purdue, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and Lilly, we were able to fund two balloon launches today. Near Space builds the balloon, builds its telemetry. We work on the software to take the telemetry data and display it on the Cadence.
Great. So once this balloon is in the air, it's going to be sending information back down to Earth that the Cadence tablet is going to be able to capture, and the blind people will be able to read for themselves. So.
That's right. There's a string of 6 payload boxes that are attached to the bottom of the balloon. 4 of those contain telemetry information, and 2 are student experiments that are launched. The telemetry will include data on things like altitude, temperature, pressure, UV index, as well as things like the acceleration that the balloon experiences. All that gets beamed down along with some camera views, so we hope to see a stunning view of the eclipse shadow as well. That gets beamed down. We can monitor that on the Cadence platform. The blind students, right along with the sighted students, seeing both visual and tactile and auditory. And then we will recover the payload at the end and analyze the experiments.
Nice. And how long do you expect the balloon to be up in the air?
Today's balloon is going to fly about an hour and a half. We expect it'll hit about 90,000 feet.
Wow.
That'll be actually up into the ozone or slightly above the ozone layer, so we'll get some very interesting data from that. And it'll travel about an hour and a half away from us by car, basically the same as the flight time. So we expect it to land somewhere in Indiana.
So somebody's going to go and track that and hopefully come and capture the devices afterwards.
That's correct. We actually have a capture vehicle already dispatched to go after it. We can track the coordinates by GPS of the balloon in real time. You can do that on the Cadence and on your phone. So our rescue team is following it in real time, trying to navigate the crazy traffic today to get there.
That will not be easy, I'm sure, because there's a lot of people that have come up here to see this great event. Do you know approximately what were the experiments that the kids are sending up?
We had a real diverse variety of experiments, and you have to remember that children at the Indiana School for the Blind are the same as children everywhere. So some of our experiments are somewhat whimsical. We have a Dr. Pepper going into space. We have a Hershey candy bar going into space. some brave student will likely try to eat that when it comes back down. But then we also have some serious experiments. We're sending a payload of seeds to see if the plants will germinate after being exposed to the conditions of space. We've got an egg in a special cargo bay that the students designed to try to protect it from breaking during the flight, and some things like that.
Even sending the Dr. Pepper up into space is a little bit of a science experiment, too. You don't know how it might come back.
You don't know at all, and it's really interesting for the kids because they have to think about what's going to happen with temperature, what's going to happen with pressure. Is the Dr. Pepper can going to explode? Is it going to shrivel? Is it going to freeze? Lots of cool stuff to think about there.
Right. And so the experiments are all by the kids at the end of the Indiana School for the Blind, is that right?
That's right. We actually have a couple remote sites participating as well. So Near Space and Tactile have been doing science module lessons at the Indiana School for the Blind for the past school year. This is sort of the culmination of those today with Eclipse Day. So the kids have had some time to learn how to interpret data, design experiments, and so forth. And we have two remote sites participating, one in Erie, Pennsylvania, and another one in Mobile, Alabama. And hopefully we'll be able to add even some more for the next big event that we do.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I heard that you had a couple remote locations. Now, are those students are going to be using the Cadence as well?
You got it. So basically the users there have Cadence tablets set up, as well as connection to our telemetry software and our Cadence platform. And so they're going to see basically the same thing that we see, except they'll just be in a different geographic location. And when it comes time for the actual eclipse, it's a tremendous opportunity for those kids because they aren't in a geographic area that's going to get the eclipse, so they get a chance to see it regardless.
And even if they are in the right area, they might not have the weather for it like we do. So
it looks like this is the only major city with perfect weather for today's eclipse, so that it kind of explains why we have so many people here. I would say easily tens of thousands of people, if not more.
Oh, yeah, right, and it's such a beautiful day that just even if they're not into the eclipse, they're a good reason to get outside and see the world. So
absolutely. Great day would be a great day for a baseball game, great day for a national championship basketball game.
Oh, yeah. And a perfect day to send up a balloon, that's for sure.
Two balloons, in matter of fact. It was so perfect we couldn't resist.
Well, I'm going to be excited to sit in on the next one here, too. But I appreciate your time, and we'll get back to you in a little bit for more.
Very good. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Wow. Just the thought of all of these experiments going into outer space on this balloon have been worked on by blind kids at the school in Indiana. So high school kids at that, I do believe. So we're having a wonderful time here. Like I say, it's perfect weather, 75 degrees. And to give you the feel, lots and lots of people. That part is not so exciting, but it is neat that everybody's coming for one main cause, and we're loving it for sure. And everybody's so super nice. So we've been very fortunate on this trip and thankful. So next, let's see, we've got another gentleman I want to talk to about the balloon real quick that works at Near Space, and the Near Space program works with education, and they work closely with the tactile engineering folks to help with blind kids and teaching them all about space. So maybe some future astronauts, you never know, or certainly people that working closely with science. So let's talk to this gentleman now from Near Space.
All right, we are here at the Eclipse, the balloon launch, the second balloon launch today. And I'm here with a gentleman from Near Space. So what is your name again, please?
My name is Brandon Pearson.
And Brandon, what position do you have with Near Space?
I'm the STEM director for that for our nonprofit.
Ah, very good. So you're very involved with the balloon launch, I assume.
Yep, we'll be very involved here with this coming up, ready to go. So we got our our first balloon was up. Last time I checked, we were at 80,000 feet.
Oh, man, that's
and
exciting.
And we'll be flying this one here with the goal of being at 60,000 feet when we hit totality.
So how many balloon trips have you been involved in so far?
This is my 42nd.
Holy cow.
I've done 42 of these now.
Okay.
But our company has done 550, so I got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, so Near Space is involved with students, is that correct?
Yep, so Near Space Education, our nonprofit, goes and does a lot of outreach like this. We train people how how to do balloon launches. We go and, wow, we get some really beautiful winds right now. I got distracted. I apologize. But it's perfect balloon launching weather right here, which is awesome. We do high altitude balloon launches. We go and we do some space camps. We do space clubs. We go and do student small satellites that actually go to outer space. But the program really grew out of these high altitude balloon launches right here.
Gotcha. So near space works with sighted and blind people, is that right?
You got that, yes.
So I understand with the first launch you had a number of payloads with some experiments of the kids.
So on the first launch we went and we had some experiments that were on there that involved we were flying two different eggs that the kids had to go and protect during flight. And then for this launch here coming up, we have a whole slew of experiments where we're going to have a chocolate bar flying, we're going to have some candy flying, we're going to have some marshmallows flying, all of that kind of stuff on here. So got some power, Dr. Pepper flying, fun stuff like that. And get a whole cool of seeing how does it, when the eclipse is happening, how is that going to impact what we see on these balloons?
Gotcha. And then once the atmosphere affects these various foods and stuff. Check it out when it comes back to Earth.
You got it. That's what we're doing.
So is this balloon any different than the one before as far as how it's built?
Nope. We got the exact same setup for tracking and everything. The only thing we swapped out is that instead of having three directional cameras pointing up, down, and sideways, I'm flying one single 360-degree camera that has image stabilization and lets me balance it out while it's flying. So instead of it spinning, it stabilizes the whole thing. So
very nice. Have you been able to check out the Cadence tablet?
We use these. We love the Cadence tablet. The Cadence tablet is such an awesome way to be able to take the data from the balloon. Right. As the balloon's going up in altitude, we can pump it on the tablet so the blind kids can feel it coming through. I'll be down at the Indiana School for the Blind after the eclipse. They'll be feeling the data on the Cadence tablet. It's a powerful tool.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely.
Really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
And that's the end of segment number one. This is Dave up in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the Indy Speedway, checking out the eclipse with the Cadence tablet and Blind and Beyond radio show. Ah, so there you go.
That was great, Dave. That
was a little blip. Yeah. Unfortunately, Lynn, you can't hear all of it going on, but you will.
I could hear some of the, I heard some of the background noise with the people and everything.
Yeah. So it was certainly a wild trip and just a tremendous experience. So I know we got to go to break here, but
we have 60 seconds. We're good.
Beautiful. Okay.
Chris just said, he was answering me for something else.
A few seconds to spare.
Yeah. Just a few seconds. Yeah. So, but that was really, really neat.
Some really interesting folks. It was difficult doing some recording out there because it was so loud. So some of the recordings I'm not using, and it worked out just as well as far as time goes, but we have a tiny bit more info. I interviewed a real nice young man, a high school kid who is doing amazing things. And so he's coming up, maybe
Dave,
do a little blast with that.
I'm going to interrupt for a second. Chris, yes, Dave and I discussed this before. We're going to go to break and come back. And David, did you want to do your trivia first or that? I think we should finish that 4-minute segment.
Yeah, we'll do that other
segment.
Then go
to your trivia. Okay, cool. Exactly. All right, going to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's true.
It's true.
Don't touch that dial.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live. As such, Guide Dogs for the Blind has partnered with APH Career Connect on a free summer career development program that helps young participants ages 18 through 24 who are interested in the guide dog lifestyle. Careers and Canine Connections will take place on August 9th through the 14th on our Oregon campus, and we'll offer a deep dive into career exploration and how guide dogs can fit into future employment opportunities. It is designed to help young adults overcome unemployment and underemployment obstacles the blindness community faces in the job market. The free week-long program helps participants practice interviewing techniques, explore the value of networking, and enjoy hands-on experiences with guide dogs. To learn more, visit guidedogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Give the gift of financial independence to someone who is blind.
Penny Forward, a nonprofit organization founded and led by blind people, needs your donation to provide accessible financial education programs to strengthen our community.
Our podcast, online courses, group workshops, and one-to-one financial counseling are helping people like Desiree Christian succeed in their personal, professional, and financial lives.
Chris at Penny Forward really helped me take my own self-imposed roadblocks out from under me, away from me, and went, oh, gee, I can do a thing, even if life is hard. So I did a thing, and Flaunt Your Ability now exists. FlauntYourAbility.com.
Visit pennyforward.com to empower blind people as we build bright futures one penny at a time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Alrighty, welcome back, Dave. We're back.
We are back.
We're back.
Holy cow. Well, welcome back, everybody, and hope you've been enjoying our little expose on the trip to Indianapolis for the eclipse. And if Chris is there standing by, please play for our audience part number two. It's a little shorter, but we got a couple quick interviews in there, and we'll finish up on this part of the show. But please play the recording, Sir Chris. All right, we're back. Lots of excitement here at the Indy 500 Raceway. This is Dave, and of course, we are here for the big solar eclipse event, which is coming up very shortly. We've already witnessed some really cool stuff with the balloon launches, and now I'm going to talk to a fine young gentleman named Carson, who is all the way up from Alabama. So let's hear from Carson. The Indianapolis 500, and a nice gentleman from Alabama has consented to sit down and talk with us for a minute. So if you would, tell me your full name, please.
Carson Adrian Townsend.
Carson, okay. And where in Alabama are you from?
Athens.
Great. And are you totally blind?
Yes.
Okay. So are you in school currently?
Yeah.
Okay. And what grade are you in? Are you in college or high school? Or?
High school.
Okay, great. And are you a Braille user?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite subject in school? What are you interested in? And have you had any thoughts of what you might do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I'd like to develop video games for the blind.
Oh, no kidding. So you're involved in sciences and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the Cadence tablet will certainly be helpful in that that area, too. Are you, so in Alabama, I know, of course, you use probably a Braille display, right?
Yeah.
So how would you compare the Cadence tablet to the Braille display?
Don't exactly know how to compare that.
Gotcha. Aside from lots of animation and it moving and stuff. So I'm sure you're excited about the eclipse. Tell me about what do you expect to experience?
Probably a lot of cold since it's blocking out the sun.
Right? Yep. The temperature is going to drop quite
yeah.
a bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. And this is going to, we're going to put this on the Blind and Beyond radio show on Sunday night, so I'm going to try to get you information on it so you can tune in on your computer maybe, or if you have Alexa you can tune in on that too. But and I've got a feeling you will be on there, so I thank you very much for taking the time, man.
No problem.
Very good. Well, that was a lot of fun talking to Carson, and came up from Alabama for the eclipse. Got one more interview here real quick with a nice young lady named Emma, who lives in the area and helps with getting a lot of volunteers together, and does a lot for the education side as well, I believe. So let's hear from Emma. And here I am with a nice young lady named Emma. Emma, can you tell me your full name?
My name's Emma Gunkel.
And Emma, where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
So I know the eclipse brought you here.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced an eclipse before?
No. This will be my first one. I'm so excited.
Ah, very good. And not too far to drive, I guess,
no,
right?
No, I go to Purdue, so it was about an hour down here.
Ah, sweet. So do you have any vision problem at all?
No.
Okay, great. Have you had a chance to check out some of the stuff here at the the Indy with the Cadence tablet?
Yeah, so at Purdue, I'm a part of what's called an EPICS team. Engineering all year to kind of help put this event on.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. So Emma was just one of many great folks we ran into while up there. Had a wonderful time, and we can't thank Tactile Engineering enough. And hope we've been able to bring the experience to you guys, the listeners out there at Blind and Beyond. Thanks for tuning in, and more soon. So there you go. That was Dave up in Indy for the eclipse.
It was. Recognize the voice.
The voice sounded like our niece.
Hope we sort of brought it to you.
Yeah.
Emma was great, and just a lot of awesome folks up there. Super interesting, and just a wonderful opportunity. So,
all right, Dave, a little change of direction. You're going to go to your trivia, and then we'll play your song that you wrote.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, yeah, we can play the song maybe.
After the trivia.
Yeah, after the trivia. But first, trivia time. And
let's throw out the phone number.
Yes, I'm going to throw that out because this trivia is so easy. You might as well start calling right now. but I can tell you, because I love to give away gifts. I want to give away a prize, and so no reason to make it too hard. But the number to call, and we do give new callers precedence. So if you're a new caller, you never called in before, you get first in line. Our phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-8780. That number again, 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by. Or Chris is standing by anyway. And so here's the question. So today is Sunday, April the 14th. On this day, we're not celebrating, but it is an anniversary of one of the worst shipwrecks in history. This wreck happened in 1912 and happened in the North Atlantic. So what was the name of this ship? This famous is ship. So easy. Famous no ship. No and one little tiny hint, it was known as being unsinkable. Truly unsinkable. Well, it was proven not true. So call us 407-894-1680. What's the name of that ship?
So, Dave, Help. While we're waiting for answers, I have a question because I was following the web.
You were
up there, yeah. And was it nice all day or wasn't it cloudy? Didn't they have some clouds in the morning?
All day long.
Oh.
Yeah, it was perfect, honestly. It could not have been better. The day before it was rainy and that morning it was cool, started off a little cool. Mm-hmm. It started in the early 50s or upper 40s and by the time late morning, by the time the balloon started taking off and stuff, it was beautiful. 70s and stayed that way.
Well, I appreciate Brenda took some wonderful photos and I shared them on Facebook for those of you who are sighted and would like to see the photos. And then and they do have some descriptions there, but she did a great job of documenting your trip.
And yeah, and your friends will want to watch it too, and they can describe to you. But mm-hmm. it was some really neat stuff. And we've got even more pictures, so plenty more we can share at a later date. Mm-hmm. But I'm anxious to find out who happens to know the name of that ship that was involved in the shipwreck. 407-894-1680. And first callers get first in line. Hopefully Chris has got a couple.
Well, we have one caller, but he's not a first-time caller. So let's see.
Make another call.
That's okay. Yeah, it was a big shipwreck. Happened a long time ago. Over 100 years ago, but it was famous. It happened on this date, on April the 14th. So give us a call, and we'll give you a prize just for knowing. And this is so easy, I can't believe it, but I couldn't help myself.
That's okay.
You know.
It's nice to give out prizes.
Oh, we love it. 407-894-1680. Breeders are standing by, as they would say.
Chris's phone line should be busy.
I would think so, because I doubt you'll get too much easier of a question than this.
A lot of people don't know it. It's amazing.
Yep.
Famous ship.
Even made some movies about it, I believe.
Yes, they did.
I heard rumor. Probably a documentary or something.
No, it's a regular movie.
Chris, you got anything exciting for us?
No, he must be on the phone with the budget.
Yeah, he's juggling phones. I don't know how he does it as it is. He's amazing. And thank you to Chris for getting
okay,
those recordings
so let's take
on
the
call.
Let's if there's no new callers, we'll take the first caller.
Well, he's on the phone. He's going to say wait.
Yeah, he should.
I know Chris's line. He's going to say wait.
Yeah, but yeah, he'll let us know who's first. But
yeah, we have to take them quickly, Chris, because we want to play Dave's music before we go to the top of the hour.
If we got time.
While we have a minute, David, why don't you set up your song that you wrote and tell people about it?
Yes, I could do that. Well, you know, I wrote a song just a few days before.
Okay,
I went
wait. I'm sorry.
I told you he was going to say wait.
I'm glad.
I thought I heard you say you finna answer the question.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, listen. I got four callers, all four lines of build up. All right.
I knew it.
I got my guy Howie from Oceanside, New York. I got my girl Tina from Inglewood, Colorado. I got my girl Shirley from Winter Springs. And I got my guy Gary from Fern Park.
Okay.
What was the second one? The second one sounded like a new caller.
That's right. Colorado. It is Tina from Colorado.
Tina. Oh, well,
Tina gets first try because, just because, you know. She's
all right.
First.
You call her.
Let's go to Inglewood, Colorado.
Hello, Tina.
Hey, how are you? Hello,
hey,
how are you?
Tina.
Doing all right, actually.
Tina.
I know
Hi, Tina.
In the spring.
Welcome.
Hey.
You sound good.
Yeah. Yeah,
what's
actually,
like
I'm up
there?
Here. It's beautiful. It was about 80 today, and I'm just outside sitting here and doing some knitting and hanging out listening
nice.
To your show.
Well, I appreciate it. Is this the first time you've ever heard us, or have you tuned in before?
I listened one time last fall, and I heard ads about the Cadence tablet, but I'm really curious, and I have a lot more questions about it as far as, like, how many dots per inch and how many cells and how many lines and all that kind of stuff.
Well, she could call in second hour, Dave.
Yeah, please listen, because the CEO, Dave Schleppenbach, is
okay.
He's going to be here next hour, and he can tell you all about it, but it is awesome, and trust me, you won't believe it. But
I would totally want to see it if I could. I mean, I just want to get my hands on one.
You betcha. Well, he'll tell you how to do that. But let me ask you, do you know about the shipwreck?
Yes, I believe it would be the Titanic. Because
you are right, girl. Yes, ma'am.
Here in downtown Denver, we actually have the Molly Brown House that people can go tour.
Oh, that is cool. You know, I've been to Denver, but I've never been there before. So I've got to check that out next time I'm in Denver.
But you better give your address.
Yeah, Tina, please stay on the line because Chris, the engineer is going to get your address and we're going to send.
She just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
We're going to send you a
gift card. Oh, right on.
Yeah, sweet. So appreciate you listening and please keep on listening.
Yeah, and actually, I would just want to do a shout out to Judy and Casey down in the Springs because Judy is one of my coworkers and I know Casey through her. Yeah.
They are both awesome and
what
good,
a small world.
Good friends. So.
Yeah,
thank you to Judy and Casey for telling Tina about the show. That's wonderful.
Yeah, please stay on the line though and call in next hour because Dave will be happy to help you. All right.
Oh,
thanks.
I would love to talk to him again. I talked to him back in 2017, I think, and we took a tour of his production facility over there for the textbooks and all that. That was amazing.
Well, let me tell you, it's a lot different now, girl, but you're going to love it. So,
I want to hear about
tuned.
It.
All right.
Thank
thanks
you.
A bunch. Thanks for calling in.
Bye,
that was Tina.
Dave. You better set up your song while we
all
have
right. Some. Yeah. Here's a song about the eclipse and about a blind guy going to experience the eclipse. Mm-hmm. This is called I Can Touch the Sky. So I hope you like this one. And, Chris is going to try to get to it. This is here we go. Live recording.
Just a couple minutes early, and the world just seems to stop. As the time grows near, the animals all seem to know. They take the place to see the show. As the sun disappears, nighttime in the daytime as we take it all in. You know it's Mother Nature's spectacle. It's our amazing world spin. Well, the sun is but a sliver now, and the moon it takes the stage of there for a moment or two. Some colors fill the sky, so harmful to the naked eye. Lord, I wish I'd see them too. Nighttime in the daytime, as we take it all in. You know it's Mother Nature's spectacle. Is our amazing world spin. Oh, I can touch the sky, hold it in my hand. Anything is possible in this time and this land. I can feel the horizon at my fingertips. Anything is possible such an eclipse. Oh, the temperature begins to fall, and all the wonder of it all, I simply had to catch my breath. Oh, the sun is gone, no, not a peep. They've pulled the plug, it's gone, the street nearly scared me half to death. Nighttime in the daytime, as we take it all in, you know it's Mother Nature's spectacle. It's our amazing world it spins. Oh, I can touch the sky and hold it in my hand. Anything is possible in this time and this land. I can feel the horizon at my fingertips. Oh, anything is possible. Can touch an eclipse.
Great song.
All right, so there you go. That's I Can Touch the Sky by me, by Dave Hillebrand, and I just wrote it. So
thank you, David.
A live recording from a podcast or a syndicated radio show I did just a couple days ago, fresh off the press.
Okay, thank you, David. We're gonna go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and saying for David Hillebrand, co-host, don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lots of cool stuff ahead.
Introducing the Xumo Streambox from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Streambox, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Streambox also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with Voice Search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever. It's streaming simplified. The Xumo Streambox is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301 or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.